ABC News. The Brazilian government has abolished a vast national reserve in the Amazon to open up the area to commercial mineral exploration. The area, covering 46,000 square kilometres and straddling the northern states of Amapá and Pará, is thought to be rich in gold, iron, manganese and other minerals. The government said 9 nature conservation and indigenous land areas within the reserve would continue to be legally protected. Dutch police are questioning the driver of a van that was stopped following a tip-off from Spanish police about a possible terrorist attack on a concert venue in the city of Rotterdam. Police stopped the Spanish-registered van, which was found to be carrying gas canisters, after deciding to call off the concert. The US Vice President Mike Pence has said the Trump administration is ready to put more pressure on the government in Venezuela to return to democracy. He said the collapse of the country would affect the whole region, leading to an increase in drug trafficking and illegal migration. President Trump and the top U.S. Republican Senator Mitch McConnell have both distanced themselves from reports their relationship had disintegrated. The White House said Mr. Trump and Mr. McConnell remained united on many shared priorities. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has said migrants who enter the country illegally will not gain any advantage over those who do not. The Canadian authorities are struggling to cope with thousands of people who have recently entered illegally from the U.S. Judges at the Australian High Court have begun the first hearings in a case aimed at clarifying whether several senior ministers are entitled to hold office. The status of the Deputy Prime Minister, Barnaby Joyce, and 4 other politicians was put in doubt when it was revealed they were apparently breaking the law by holding dual citizenship. BBC News.